This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Pope Francis has grabbed a lot of headlines lately by blessing a disfigured man, focusing on the poor, abstaining from some of the fancier trappings of the Vatican, and now, in his first major piece of writing as Pope, taking a pretty big whack at capitalism. In Trickle-Down Economics, Francis says, quote, "The excluded are still waiting." Still, it's a little hard to say how this message will trickle down to his flock. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore reports.
In his document, Pope Francis says,
"How can it be that there is not a news item when an elderly homeless person dies of exposure, but it is news when the stock market loses 2 points?"
That's Dennis Cody, editor of National Catholic Reporter, reading from the Pope's address. He says the church has taken on communism and even non-proliferation in its time.
He's setting the agenda for where he wants the church to go.
It's a message to make poverty and inequality a priority, not just to the 1.1 billion Catholics in the world. It's also a directive to all the charities and the dioceses run by the church that this issue should enjoy a higher profile.
I would like to believe that it could make a lot of difference.
This is Brian Porter Such, professor of history at the University of Michigan.
It seems that it's been one of these messages that people hear when they wish to hear it and ignore when it's more convenient to ignore it.
The widening gap between rich and poor in many countries and the emphasis on wealth accumulation would suggest that it's a message that has been often ignored so far. Such says even in very Catholic Poland, the Pope's words are used selectively by political leaders. But the new Pope's emphasis, combined with his bully pulpit, or ambo as it's known in Catholicism, isn't insignificant. Charles Curran is professor of human values at Southern Methodist University.
The very fact that you're writing this article, and you and many others, is proof of the fact that he has a teaching voice and that that will be heard by some people.
Money must serve, not rule, wrote Pope Francis. Amen to that. I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.